All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Second segment tonight. We thank Brad Barnes for joining us earlier and talking a little football. But right now, we're going to do a pivot, as they say in basketball.
Pivoting.
To basketball itself. Former Virginia great, Everett Case Award winner, former academic All-American, former All-American, former everything
an
at Virginia.
All-around good guy.
And he is. And very bright, the consummate student athlete. We could go on and on, but Wally, great family.
Now.
Great family. You want me to keep rolling here?
Hubbo's been sucking up to everybody.
I know. But, Wally Walker, just a great guy, great player. I know the last couple of games have been on TV. I'm sure you've seen the Ohio State-West Virginia game. Talk to me a little bit about, I know you were an executive, not a coach, but as an executive you had to think like a coach. How does Virginia deal with the loss of Austin Nichols and not really having a strong low post presence?
Yeah, and I saw Providence and Iowa as well, the magic of streaming. I've seen most of the games. And, of course, it didn't really show up, the lack of a low post scoring threat, until the last two games against quality opponents. And what you see is, you know, the defense packed inside and taking away driving lanes and shading the shooters. So you see our shooters having trouble getting the open looks when you're playing against, you know, quicker guys. And we got a great system. That goes without saying what Tony has done. But at some point, players have to create their own shots at the end of a shot clock. And we kind of have struggled to do that in the last two games.
Yeah, it seemed like the second half of the Ohio State game, I think Tony at halftime must have told him, try to take the ball to the rim because the guards were trying to find lanes to at least get a little closer to the basket, maybe make a bucket, get fouled, go to the free throw line. Was that what you saw as well?
Yeah, the wing guys did a really good job of that and did find some lanes and then it finished. And, of course, Thompson is off to a great start this year, and Devin's had his moments, as has Shayok, and those guys – all needed to improve, and from what I can tell, you know, all have. And we need two out of three of those guys to probably have double digits in a given game for us to beat good teams.
You know, and the other thing, and I'll let Frank jump in here too, but Cal guy, I know you've said nice things about the freshmen, and really, well, I guess Momedy is a redshirt freshman, but the two pure freshmen are Ty Jerome and Cal guy. I think they got to get some more minutes on the floor for Cal Guy because he brings a little more offense to the table. We're still in a situation where we can be challenged offensively, particularly with that lack of inside scoring.
I totally agree with you, Hubbo. And Momedy, too, I think is going to earn more minutes. And he'll get lost sometimes, as will all the freshmen in the defensive scheme. But their effort is good on that end. And they're just, with their quickness, particularly Momedy and Kyle, and ability to score and with, you know, some ways effortless. You know, we're going to need more of that against, you know, the bigger, better, quicker teams.
You know, you were a great free throw shooter. The thing that struck me about the Ohio State game is at the end of the game, Mariel Shayok goes to the line. We're up to, there's approximately 10 seconds to go. He knocks down two free throws, the game's over. The announcer says he's 10 of 11 for the season. He goes up and clanks two. I always thought there should be a stat on free throw shooting in situations like that, you know, where I want to know what the percentage is that you shoot when the game's on the line at the end. How did you become such a great free throw shooter at clutch times?
Well, I focus better. I think I relax better during those than I did. I think sometimes I wandered and drifted when I was missing them. It was because I wasn't as locked in. And Shayok's free throws were long, if anything, he was a little too amped up when he shot those. And, of course, before he missed those two, you know, Isaiah had missed one, too, on that potential three-point play. And
well, he's a big guy. I sort of give him a pass. But Shayok went to the line, and I'm thinking, well, he's going to at least make one. So the worst-case scenario, we're up three.
I'd say I was right with you.
And then he missed both, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, do we?
And he's a good clutch player from the field. It seems that when he gets his rhythm, he makes shots, you know, in the clutch. But, man, we need – of course, free throws weren't great again on Saturday either.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good – if you'll stick with us, we'll go ahead and go to our bottom of the hour break. We're visiting with Wally Walker. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.